Have you ever felt that you couldn't hear from God? Join today's guest, Keith Moore, on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he shares how you can always be able to hear what God has to say to you. Later, don't miss a special time of prayer and positive confession for you and your family.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Keith Moore, and it's my delight and privilege to be with you again today to get into the Word of God and to pursue His perfect will and plan for our lives. We've been on the topic now some days on the broadcast called Thanksgiving Victory. And friend, no matter what you've been dealing with, no matter how long it's been that way, how chronic, it just keeps coming back up again and again, there is total victory over every evil and wrong situation in your life. And thanksgiving is one of the easiest and most powerful ways to start coming out immediately. I want us to release our faith and get back in the Word today on this. Believe in God, His Spirit is everywhere. He's the holy teacher. And so believe with me and that you'll receive what you should receive. But you're not limited to the actual words that come out. The Spirit of God can take those words you hear and expand them, you know how He does, and take it into areas specifically detailed for you. So let's pray and release our faith and believe for that right now. Father, what an honor it is to be in Your service, to be working in Your vineyard. You are unfailing. You are amazing and glorious, and we give You all the praise. Thank You for this broadcast. Thank You for everybody that labors in it. Thank You for every partner that has sown into this and You've used them to make it possible. Thank You for the Copelands and their faithfulness and their family and their staff. What a great thing it is that You are doing such works in the earth. And we know that You're finishing things up and that time is short. And so we say, Lord, Your will be done. Add to us what we need. Help us to break free and come out of all that's been hindering us and holding us back and become a vessel meet for the Master's use, thoroughly furnished, fully anointed, fully equipped, and in full power to accomplish all that we should in this short time remaining before You return. In Jesus' name, we thank You for it. Amen. Thank You, Lord. If you can, get your Bible, get your paper, get your pen, and let's go back again to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. It says, "But thanks be to God, thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Gives us, giveth us. And like we've said before, this is not just past tense, this is present tense and future tense. In 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, 14th verse, similar thing, he said, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." Always. This is one of my very favorite verses in the whole New Testament. I've got it on numerous things around my office and in my personal life. And sometimes if I sign something, I'll sign this scripture, 2 Corinthians 2:14. I've got a little thing that sits on my desk at home. It just got this one word, says always, with a big exclamation point at the end. And it's referring to this verse, always what? He always causes me to triumph. Now, if you listen to tradition and you listen to religion, you won't get that. I've even heard preachers say, I've heard Christians talk about, well, you win some and you lose some. And you win a few and you lose a few. Sometimes you win, sometimes you don't, and you just never know what God's going to do. Well, I know that maybe that sounds reasonable to the unrenewed mind, but you think about it. What if you said that about me? If I said I was going to do something for you and somebody asked you about, well, Brother Keith said he was going to come and do that. Yeah, I know he said that, but you just never know what Brother Keith's going to do. Well, you just got through calling me undependable, unfaithful. No, listen, if the Lord said He's going to do something, or He said He has done something, you can tell that that's what He has done, or that's what He will do. He's not undependable. He's not unfaithful. So we need to get rid of this ungodly, unbiblical, religious stuff of, well, you just never know, and sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. No, listen, if you're endeavoring to walk with the Lord and do what He's called you to do, you know what His plan is for you? To win, and then win, and then tomorrow win again, and then next day win, and then next month, what do you think? Win, and win, and win, and then next year if you encounter something that's bigger than you've ever encountered in your life, you win that too, because always is always. And then if 10 years from now you encounter something you didn't imagine was possible, well, you overcome and win that too, because always is always. God's not the God of defeat. He is not the God of failure. You know, sometimes people, bless their hearts, they make up their own plans. And then they concoct schemes and ideas, and they try to do things the Lord never told them to do, and it flops and it fails. And they try to explain it and say that some way or another the Lord was in that failure. Don't you believe it, friend? No, listen. Again and again, the reason that happened is because somebody missed God. Somebody didn't hear from God. Maybe they said the Lord told them, but He didn't. When the Lord's in it, there's victory. When the Lord's Spirit and grace is on you and you're doing what He told you to do, His grace is sufficient and more than enough to make you an overcomer. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And He will always, say always, always cause you to triumph. I know when I first begin to see this verse and get excited about it, get stirred up about it, the Lord reminded me of something I learned years ago in school. And it was in literature class, and they forced us to read the writings of Edgar Allan Poe and to memorize some of the poems. And one of them was Thus Quoth the Raven. You remember that one? And it's about this raven, and he keeps saying, nevermore, nevermore, nevermore. You know, even though some things are classic literature, that doesn't mean they're good, and that doesn't mean the Spirit's good. No, some of this, even though people talk about the beauty of it, hey, if it's dark and if there's death and depression in it, you don't need to be quoting it, and you don't need to be thinking about it. No, listen to me. The devil has always got that same message. He's like that raven sitting there going, nevermore. What do you mean? I don't care if you've been healed 1,000 times. Another symptom come on your body a new day. You know what the devil will tell you? Not this time. Not this. I don't care if God has moved and miraculously provided you your provision, met your needs 10,000 times. A bill can come up again on a new day. You know what the devil will tell you? Not this time. Not this time. Not this time, nevermore. Oh, but there's another word. It doesn't say nevermore. It says always, always. No, when the devil tells you not this time, you just stand right up and say, you're a liar. You said that last time, and the Lord did it. And you said it the time before that, and the Lord did it again. No, it is written. Thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph. And can you see how that's faith? How that if you're in a situation where you can't see the way out, you can't see any light. You know, the Bible said God is faithful. He won't suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. You know, some people have taken that and diluted it and twisted it and misquoted it and said, yeah, you know, like the Bible says, God won't put more on you than you can stand. Well, no, that's not exactly what that said. It said God won't suffer. He won't allow you to be tested or tempted or tried above what you can overcome. Every time that there's a temptation or trial or test, you can know It cannot, the devil will tell you, this is too big. You can't handle this. This is overwhelming you. That's a lie. If it was too much for you to overcome, it wouldn't be there. God said He wouldn't allow it. So by very right of the fact that you're looking at it, that you're dealing with it, proves by fact that it's there, that you can overcome, that the Lord's already provided a way of escape and victory, because it is written, He always causes us to triumph. Don't you believe the lies of the devil. I'm talking to somebody right now. Don't believe the lies of the devil. He tells you it's too hard, it's too big, it's too much has happened, it's too late. Don't you believe it? Don't you believe it? That's the enemy saying, not this time, not this time. You're not going to make it this time. Oh, you're going under this time. No, it's not going to get fixed this time. You're not coming out. The devil is a liar. You need to tell him so right now. Say, no, you're a liar. You're a liar. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. The hand of the Lord is not shortened. All things are possible to him that believes. I got the greater one inside me. I am more than a conqueror. I am an overcomer in the name of Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I will win, this time too. Can you say glory to God? I done preached myself happy. I will overcome this one too. I will overcome these circumstances. I will overcome these symptoms. I will overcome this lack and these needs. Even if you can't see a clue how it's going to happen, you can believe that it is already in the process and that it's just a matter of time. If you'll just keep standing and believing, what do you do having done all to stand? Stand. Keep standing, keep believing, keep expecting. And I'm telling you, friend, God is faithful. He's so faithful to His Word. He's so faithful to His people. He loves you. All He needs is you to believe Him, to give Him the right to do what He already wanted to do for you. And I'm telling you, when the dust clears, you'll be standing there with the blessing, with the answer in hand, and God will get the glory. Why don't you say it out loud with me again? Thanks be unto God who gives me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God who always, always, always causes me to win, to overcome, to triumph. Thank you, Lord. Let me remind you something the Lord had said to us in previous broadcasts. That He had spoke to my heart years ago. He asked me a question. This was decades ago. He said, Keith, would you like to know how to increase your capacity to receive from me? I said, yes, Lord, please, yes, I want to know. And this is what He said to me. I wrote it down. It's etched in my heart. He said, cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. I knew it was important. I knew it was in line with the written word that I knew. I got a little bit of light, but oh, as the years have gone by, and especially in recent times, this has begun to unfold to me, and I'm beginning to see the hugeness of this statement. You know, God's Word is living. You can never exhaust all the meaning and understanding and light and truth from it. What about those words He said, light? Be. And light is still speeding through the universe today. No, when He says something to you, don't think you've got it all in a month or two or a year or two. It'll keep unfolding to you. And that's what's been happening to me with this cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Listen to just a few scriptures along this line. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, He said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, let's just stop right there. How many people in this world are looking for the will of God? I don't know it to people, preachers, everybody that said, oh, brother, keep praying for me. I need to know the will of God. I need to find the will of God. I found it. I found it right here. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I found the will of God for your life. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. People say, oh, Brother Keith, I know that. No, you're not hearing the Word. This is the key to finding the will of God. You start thanking God for the revelation, for the light, for the direction before you see it and know it. And by you thanking God, it's an act of faith. It's an act of honoring God and glorifying God. And He said, them that honor me, I will honor. You're already on the path of enlightenment just when you raised your hand and said, thank you, Lord. Look and see what I'm talking about, what the Word's talking about, I should say. In John, Jesus said this over in John, the 7th chapter. They had remarked to Him about His amazing teaching and how that He had not had higher education, and how could He speak the way that He did? And He said in John 7 and 16, He said, my doctrine is not mine, but His that sent me. He said, I received it directly from the Father. And verse 17, if any man will do His will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Now, actually, the Young's literal translation brings out a more exact rendering of this 17th verse. If any man wills to do his will, if you will to do his will, you shall know. See, spiritual things are the most powerful, and they're more important than natural things, because all the natural things are dependent upon the spiritual things. Things don't happen out here first. They happen inside first. And God's not looking just at our bodies and our minds and outside circumstance. He's looking at our heart. And when you want things changed, you don't set them in motion externally. You set them in motion internally. Thank God. He said if you just will to do His will, you're going to begin to know something. I've had people come to me before and say, oh, Brother Keith, you know, pray for me. I need to know the plan of God. I need to know the will of God. I've prayed and I just can't seem to hear. I've fasted and I've turned in prayer requests and I just can't seem to get it. I don't know what the problem is. I can't seem to hear God's voice. I don't want to miss it. This is important. I got this decision coming up in 3 days. And man, if I make the wrong decision, that'll take me down the wrong path. And I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. And you can tell they're upset. And they don't realize that that very frame of heart and mind is what is blocking the clarity of their direction. Remember what He said? What is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you? In everything, give thanks. I've said to people like this before, well, will you do what I say? Oh, I don't know. If I can, I will. Well, it's simple. It's never again say I can't hear from God. That's your words being stout against the Lord. You can't find that anywhere in the Scriptures that the people of God can't hear from God. I tell you what you will find. My sheep know my voice. A stranger they won't follow. You have an unction of the Holy One, and you know all things. The Spirit of God, it will be your guide. He'll lead and teach you all the truth. He'll bring to your remembrance everything I've said to you, and He will show you things to come. This is the Scripture. This is the Word. And yet, how many millions of believers talking today, I can't hear Him. I don't know what the problem is. I can't get it. If they would just stop that. Now again, you see what's going on? They're talking about what they don't know. They're talking about what they don't have. They're talking about what they can't do. And this is being unthankful. And the more unthankful you are, and the more negative you are, and the more you talk about what you don't know, don't have, can't do, the darker it'll get, and the more confused you'll become. What's the will of God for you? What's the will of God for me? We just read it. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. All you got to do, And go ahead and do it with me right now. All you got to do is put up your, stop that negative talk and put up your hands and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for my words being stout against you, for me saying things that are contradictory to your holy word. I'm stopping it right now. And go ahead and say this out loud. Father, I thank you that I am your child. I am your sheep, and I know your voice. You are ordering my steps. You are directing my paths. You are leading me in the way that I should go. Thank you, Lord. Come on, thank him with me right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have an anointing of the Holy One. I have an unction of the Holy One, and I know, and I will know everything I need to know. Go ahead and thank him right now. I will know everything I need to know. Thank you, Lord, that you're leading me. You're guiding me. You're ordering my steps, every one of them. You're directing my paths into the path that gets brighter and brighter and brighter. I will do the right thing. Say it out loud. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for leading me. I'll do the right thing. Thank you, Lord, I'll make the right decision. Thank you, Lord, I'll go the right way. Thank you, Lord, I won't miss it. You'll keep me from missing it. You are leading me. You're guiding me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm always at the right place at the right time because you're always leading me. I'll do the right thing because you're helping me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Friend, if you did that from your heart, I know something's stirring in you. That heaviness is coming off of you already. Light's beginning to stir in you. You're already coming out. You're already coming out. Just stay in faith and keep thanking God. I'm telling you, I assure you, by the Word of God, the light will come to you. Your understanding will be enlightened. You may be driving down the road later today. You may be cleaning your house tomorrow, and it'll just pop in your head. You'll just know what to do. It'll just come up in your spirit. It'll just be clear to you and plain to you. What's the will of God? Here's the main thing. In everything, give thanks. And through giving thanks all the time, He will always cause you and me to triumph. Is this good news or is this good news? Oh, so easy and so powerful. Glory to God. Stay right there. I'll be back in just a minute to tell you about some other things.
Getting a job.
Paying bills.
I would just like to spend more time with my family.
Peace of mind.
Finding hope.
What is it that the world needs now more than ever? God's love. His love is all around you. From the moment you get up to the end of your day, God is there when you need Him. The promise He has for you is more than enough. That's what Kenneth Copeland and Keith Moore are talking about in 20 dynamic teaching sessions. They take God's word and promises right to where you live with their own life experiences and powerful insights. Whether you're studying these teachings one by one or with friends and family, you'll discover a change. You're living life in the love of God. You're pursuing love and enjoying an abundant life. That's exactly what happens when your world is changed by the most powerful force in the universe, God's love. Order your copy of The Promise of More Than Enough, now available for just $18. For a product discount and faster processing, log on to kcm.org and order online. In this dynamic series of 20 messages, Kenneth Copeland and Keith Moore share about all the provision God has for you. To request your copy by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Order your copy today.
Praise God. Are you still thanking God? Do it all day, do it all night, in everything. You know, Jesus gave His disciples power and authority over all the enemy, and they came back and rejoicing and said, Lord, even the devils are subject to us in Thy name. And He said, well, that's good, but what you ought to rejoice over is that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Friend, if you don't know that you know, if you're not sure, I want you to pray the prayer with me today and receive Jesus into your heart and life. Confess Him as Lord. You can know your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lift up your hand right now. Pray this after me out loud. Say, Father God, I believe in You. I believe in Jesus. I believe He paid the price for my sins. and I receive it today. I receive salvation. I receive Jesus today. Jesus, I confess you as Lord of my life. Hallelujah. Oh, this is the greatest thing. The greatest thing. If that's the first time you've done that, then you know something amazing has happened in you. You've become a new creation in Christ. The Copelands want to send you some free materials called the Salvation Package, 5 books and a study brochure. All you got to do is ask for them. So use the information and on the screen and contact and ask for this, and they'll send it to you at no charge. And friend, you are not alone. You are a part of a huge, huge family, and the kingdom of God belongs to you. Thanks be unto God. Well, we're going to be back with you tomorrow, and make sure that you're here to get the whole thing. Till then, I'm Keith Moore reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our online store today at kcm.org to purchase this broadcast on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search, all new at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block, enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try the new keyword search today at kcm.org. Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. The world around you is changing every day, but one thing remains the same, God's Word. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is full of life-changing teaching that will help you and your family live in the fullness of God's blessing. Build your faith as you read word-based teachings from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the real-life stories of believers from around the world. Request your free subscription today. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, words you can build your life upon.